morning, Oiseau.
Good morning, Madame Renou. Good morning, Andrea, that is in Italy. Good morning, everybody. And today we are...
Friday the 16th?
No. 16th, bravo, Madame Renou. It's the 17th. It's the 17th, no?
No.
We don't know, no?
No, it must be the 15th.
The 15th.
Friday the
15th. Oh, it's incroyable, so we don't know yet. Anyway... Today is Friday, so off the cuff special summer. Maybe we can start with the big surprise of this night.
Yeah, incredible. What a rain. I'm sure more people have their equipment damaged, modems, telephones. People are rushing into Pondy. I know my swimming class has been cancelled.
Yeah, Santo got the point.
And Santo, he's not a new person. Yeah. He should know better.
So you must know, when you pray for rain, you have to unplug your computer. Is a low, your modem is a low. You pray, we want rain, but don't forget some.
Because what happens here is the lightning strikes anywhere and it hits a telephone line, which is a copper cable, and it runs through that and it pops everything that you have in your
house. Yesterday.
Even in our house, we had a lightning, there was a little horizontal lightning snap in the middle, like egg charged particles the room, and it snapped. And I'm very nervous because a few years ago, Wazo and I thought we were hit by lightning because we saw all these sparklings and balls Anyway, it was a terrifying experience, and I thought I might be electrically charged and attract more lightning on me. So
yeah, she was in the middle of the house.
See, I thought I shouldn't stay next to the window just in case.
So anyway, we managed to unplug, so we no problem. But this is a good occasion, maybe Madame Renou, to go back to the last news and note that have surprised us, because we got their incredible good report.
Indeed.
In long-term report. Yeah, I would like to start with the first one that, because we was
thinking about... Well, the first report is actually the telephone service report that I just want to say is a very good report.
Ah, you want to say that. Okay, yeah. Me, I know that it was good that I did not check it, because I know that.
I like it.
But I checked the good one from the rain, water harvesting and erosion control.
By Curit.
Yes, was a good
what
one.
What does he say? What did you like about that? In other words, actually, this last news and notes, let me give you the number. 9th May 2015 has a bunch of reports that are actually very interesting, some that actually point to the problems of Oroville. But tell me,
because it was the end of the years, just before the holidays. So, but the main, when you read this report, the main topic is the percolations, the harvesting, the control of the land, the erosion, the control of the harvesting of the water, the runoff. Mm-hmm. And by study the runoff, you try to find where there is the percolations spot, mm-hmm. where the water go there, and of course recharge the aquifer. Okay, and there is different kind of aquifer. This we need to. So I was very happy of that, and of course
he keeps working endlessly, quietly, and every once in a while publishing his reports, and he gives us an idea of where he went and what he did, and it's just really wonderful.
Because it is, don't forget, it is the main topic now, the issue of water.
Water is our main concern.
I hope that Euroville Radio in July or August will do a full complete investigation about the global visions about water in the bioregions. Something else, Madame Renou?
Yeah, a couple of other things. Now, I know one of the retreat results or directions that they would like to go is about moving Oroville into a more service-oriented direction. And in that, one always has to talk about money and economy. Mm. That was one of the things. Obviously, you know, it's always they want to make big... I'm sorry to say, but there's always like a... more idea about what we should do. People prefer to talk more about the ideas about what we should do than actually doing them, I sometimes find. So let's see what actual plans.
So me, I understood that from the retreat there was an outcome. It was this cyber forum, finally,
which already exists.
Exists. So the true cyber forum of the era is of course the Oronet, the Lattes Commons, that I would like to promote. That it is that all the people that they are coordinator or executive of service can use. And to raise some issue about the new vision task force, you have something to say, Madame Renou? Because at the last page of the news, no?
I don't know. It only makes me think about a quotation by Einstein, where he says that you can't create something new out of the same mindset. So I'm not sure what's going to come out of that.
Exactly. But look, I study just now recently, we discovered on Neuronet that there was a support group to help the Vision Task Force group, correct? There is a new group like that of people. But what is interesting in the last, if you look, what personally I find a little bit very strange is to put the new Vision Task Force at the middle, and on the left, you have the RIS that is there not for as a force
as
of
a communication,
but only for communicate. So the RIS, the job will be only to communicate with this Vision Task Force on the left. And on the right, you have the working committee that is facilitator, because we have problem, we need facilitator.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of an old-fashioned thing.
So
and
after,
also,
wait.
It's true that the RIS does communication.
Yeah, but there is there is some stuff interesting. There is after 7 topics. So the Vision Task Force proposed to the community 7 main topics that they have to be taken by actions group. There is governance, economy, land, town, and planning, grow. I don't know what does it mean, growth.
First of all, there's a TH at the end.
Yeah, TH, but it's difficult to pronounce, growth. You will explain to me what does it mean. Education, youth, but they forgot senior, of course, and Bayo region. So this is the 7 topics that, of course, we can change. I'm
so
very surprised.
So these are 7 samurais.
Yeah, the 7 samurais that normally they ask you to create action group. And you know what is an action group, Madame Reno? You don't know.
I suppose an action group, the working committee has started contacting those who have been attending the previous theme meetings during the retreat and those who since have expressed an interest to join an action group.
So
all Oroville who have not received an invitation but would like to join an action group are requested to inform the working committee.
So it is if you want to be in an action group. So you want to make actions now, not to listen only, not to understand the actions. So you know what they ask? If you create an action group, they ask 2 members have to take the responsibility of this action group. You have to fill up your actions plan, because you don't act like that spontaneously. No, you have to have an action plan. There is term of reference.
No, tout ça, c'est du blabla.
Mais non, it's not blabla. There is some stuff that is not blabla. I'm not sorry, because you cannot organize some actions group. It's a whole idea. But for me, what is interesting to see how this Vision Task Force speak about actions, because I am an activist, so I'm very interested by this kind of stuff.
I prefer things a little bit more humble. Let me finish. And please, Wazo. After all, you're my guest.
You did not understand my proposal. My proposal is not to support
but
that.
But my thing is that it would be much more interesting instead of, I know that there's a great love to do something new because with that comes a fresh energy and da da da. But in fact, it's enhancing what people are already doing. Why not look around and see what services are already existing, enhancing and working for the community in the light of the goals that the Vision Task Force would like, and support those. Why always new, bring in new people? You have people who have no idea that want to come in because they haven't been doing anything but watering their cactus. So suddenly they want to do something. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to work with people. It's silly. Take the people that are already doing something and help enhance what
Correct.
That they're doing.
That's why. But me, I spoke about that because it's like a sketches, no?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why. It was not to support that. It was to show, look, how are they...
Okay, how are they going to do it? Explain.
So, what I said, when you have these 2 members, you have to make an action plan. Then you have to speak of term of reference for each goal. Then you have to, they ask you to implement your action plan. And there, to consult and report to the Vision Task Force. So this is incredible. Imagine I make actions group about culture, about humor, gag. There we have to consult and report these people if I can do or not a show about stuff. No, for example. So this, of course, is so funny, so old. And of course, there is something else to do. And we are doing something else. By the way, let's go to speak about this another report that was interesting in the news. It was the report of the fundraising cell and resource mobilization team. So, you know something about that?
No, I know that Tarrant is very busy, and I know that in the, not this coming Saturday, but the week after that, they're going to have a Skype conference and talk about the issue of asbestos. So I feel very happy about that. And I think, you know, we just have to do really humble, small little humble things.
So there is what's happening about the fundraising cell. Now it's finished, it's closed. And I suppose one member of the ex-resource mobilization did a nice report in the news. But it is only the report of one member. But the more important now is to confirm that there is a new mobilization resource team, okay? Created with Taranti, with Reis, no, Reis.
Reis.
And Marieke. And
okay, then here let's move along now.
No, but that's why I said there is an event. It is the 11th July. We will make a big Auroville fundraising festival, and we will invite Sun Taranti, I hope, to speak about that.
Fundraising event at a visitor center with fun, entertainment, and issues for the services, I believe. Is that correct?
No, it is for all the vision, global vision for the fundraising that we have. That why.
So will you be writing to the working committee and checking with the vision task force?
No, not at all. It will be by another approach. Be in collaboration with Auroville Radio, the Genius Brothers, the new resource mobilization team, and we will do a big, I will explain later how we will approach that.
Great. Another good report in the news and notes was, like you just mentioned, the one from the past fundraising mobilization team. So that was interesting. So that closes the old team. Coming up, we have the land board report, which is also always interesting. But a few fundamental questions have never been answered. One is, has the community agreed on which lands can be exchanged or not? Not ever really. It's always a group of specialists that decide, and there's not like a real, like, okay, we're okay with sacrificing this for that. I understand that people believe we will not be able to collect the funds that are needed now with our overly highly priced land. For somebody like me who has been here since the beginning of Auroville, it's a little bit devastating to see. But the problem continues because actually there are lands for sale in the Greenbelt and elsewhere, but we don't want to use our resources to purchase them because we want to concentrate on the city area. I understand that we want to concentrate on the city area, but I don't think we should lose the opportunity to buy land in the Greenbelt when it's made available. And I really think what we need to do is find another source of funding, even borrow, beg, or steal, to be able to cover those immediate, whenever somebody is ready to sell land, we should buy it regardless of where it is. I find this a little bit, I mean, I understand our resources are limited. So those are my criticisms. I've never heard about, or never come as a community together to agree, yes, we can sacrifice this piece of land for this. I'm also generally not for the shrinking of Auroville and abandoning our bioregion, perhaps our possibly very important water catchment areas, because normally this whole land dealings should be linked with the common sense approach of water being the priority. And in that line, we should be purchasing the lands that we believe will help us to protect the aquifer for the bioregion and Auroville. So I don't understand why this has not been adopted in this thing, and it's just continuing with this old sort of city-centric development story, which, okay, we'll have a city and no water and everybody can go home like Harappa, Mohenjo-Daro, and everywhere else. Anyway, moving right along. Another issue I'd like to discuss with you, Wazo, is there was a couple of things in this news and notes that bothered me. On one hand, we would like to move more towards a service-oriented community. And on the other hand, we don't really know how to deal with paying people. As you can see, there is a report in L'Avenir where they feel that it's not very good to pay Aurovillians. Here it is. B. Observations of the board on the non-desirability of payment of consultancy fees to the residents of Auroville and the units under Auroville Foundation. So I have a double issue with this because I don't see why we should be paying somebody outside if we have the skill inside. You know, we should recycle the resources. But the whole thing about the money and people working in services and the difference of thing has gone really out of whack. And I'd like to come back to something that Chandresh had published on AVNet where he said, let's just start with free food. Let's just start with saying that every Aurovillian needs to get some food. So we have to start moving back to a society where it's not so individualized. And for many of us, 1984 marks a marker when the individualistic approach totally took over, and we have never come back from it. The problem with that is that many people who are now here for 30 years and are considered seniors will have no idea about what kind of economy was possible. So they keep repeating what is now been going on for 30 years in Oroville, which is rubbish, which is just, you know, a completely disbalanced thing, an economy that doesn't really, is not fair for anyone. Mm. What do you have to say?
Okay, I listen to you, I understand you, I will act for that.
So what will you act for? So what do you think about the problem about paying? I mean, for example, why not we pay our own people in Oroville, we employ them, but find a way of having that money drop into a central pool and having it show as their contribution to Oroville, allowing them to take...
Anyway, Madame Renaud, since years I told you that from all this problem from human resource team, budget, this, my approach is, that's why I'm doing the 11th July, this Oroville fundraising, is first the finance. So for me, the question is how to finance all the public service or all the project, individual project, a collective project. This is my first question. So is the first point there, when we have the that, is how we learn the what we call the money flow sharing. So first we have to do harvesting of fund. The harvesting of fund, we need to present, is that why I'm interested for this research, this mobilization resource, because it's how we present the, for example, the public service oriented priority.
Exactly.
Okay? So this I will have to say. This for me is interesting.
And it's also another interesting thing that you're pointing out is, what are the priorities? Why do we have like a fancy this and a fancy that when we don't have some very basic things covered?
So, in the analysis, you have to first to understand the, already what exists. Okay, there is already some service that work in this, and we have to see what are the services that have been forgotten in one way. But also, for example, when you said priority is food, for me, no. For the moment, the situation is, that why I was happy of this screen tonight, is priority is water, because you need water to make food, you need water, without water, that's why it's land, water, and energy. And to get your water, you need energy. So that's why we need to say, for example, during 1 year, we concentrate on how to make better progress about the vision of water, because water is for everybody.
You need water
for domestic people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I agree
for artisana,
with you. Speaking about progress, let's see if this new Verite radial that needs to be worked out, which is a very silly right now. You have to zigzag this way, you got this forest and that thing. It's very silly. So let's hope that Lavinier is able to propose a road that makes sense, and let's hope that the neighbors are also able to not be so
This is a typical case
to understand the common good, and not example, be my forest, it, my land,
no,
my this,
not
my
that.
So let's see, let's just be
I can tell you the example here is typical that Lavinier have to say the priority now is water, is not the road. Okay, if we understand that, if Lavinier understands to say the priority is water, we need to control the erosions and the harvesting of water, suddenly you will give priority to people like Kerit or people like Palmyra, Jorgen. And these people, they have to say, the land use people, they have to say, hey guys, before to make road, we need to control where is the water percolation site. When you have this all water situation, there you can start to make, we need rule on that. Hey, we forgot. Also, the wastewater treatment, the sludge, is this another problem?
Yeah, I was amazed to see that some 32,000 rupees had been allotted to sludge.
For nothing.
Did you get anything?
Yeah.
Were we able to cover some water tests?
We didn't get anything. Yeah.
But the NIMBY people seem to have gotten
it. Some people.
In Oroville, you're always rewarded for complaining and pretending you're doing something to get it away from you, but not for the people who are actually doing something.
So, exactly.
That's interesting.
So, the people...
we are in charge. Moving right along.
It doesn't matter.
It's enough. There are some other good things. Summer camp is going on. It's wonderful. I think that kind of covers it. So, yeah, economy. We need
No, it's not economy. It's finance. First, it's finance to make the...
Not,
If we do the vision of harvesting of the farm, like that's why we do the festival of fundraising, there we need to learn how to make priority in order to organize the money flow sharing. Simple like that. So for me, capital equals harvesting of farm, and after Unity Fund, all the project coordination group, resource mobilization group is for to learn to the money flow sharing. There we need to have intelligence to see we can do that by 5, 10, 15 years. We can have a strategy of how to irrigate everybody, to forget nobody, from the small individual project of 1,000 euros for making a small in a village actions, to the big project for the public service, and to have a free service for everybody.
Thank you, Oazo. Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ciao, gelato.
Ciao,
bye-bye.
Ciao, gelato. Have a nice ice cream. If you have any holidays, enjoy. We are happy to be here. It's so fantastic.
Your papers are on the way.
Yes,
they've been couriered to you.
I prescha smovonietnio. Molto bella. Und fast nun ja.
Eins bitten, Klaus.
Klaus, es ist mir wünschen. Das ist warum. Nicht prescha smovonietnio. Bye-bye. Salut. Ciao.
Arrivederci.